ॐ वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचाणूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं सर्वोपनिषदो गावो दुग्धा गोपालनन्दनः पार्थो वत्सः सुधीर्भोक्ता दुग्धं गीतामृतं महत् मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम्. We have been discussing this wonderful chapter called Bhakti Yoga. What is the easiest path for the realization of God? It is Bhakti Yoga. This is what Sri Ramakrishna was telling, and Sri Ramakrishna was echoing what Bhagavan Krishna was telling to us. But Bhakti Yoga is absolutely fine. And what is the type of Bhakti Yoga? What does it mean? A person who is walking the path of devotion, what should be his attitude, what should be his life, what type of characteristics he must develop? These are the things that are beautifully depicted from 13th to the 19th verse. And in the last verse he says, this is called the immortal nectar of dharmya. Dharmya means what should be developed. And such a person becomes blessed by realizing me and by getting out of this samsara permanently. In the earlier we have seen that who is a bhakta? He is the person who has got these characteristics. More than 20 characteristics have been depicted in this from 13th verse to the 19th verse. So Krishna is describing whom? A bhakta. And Krishna is describing whom? A jnani. And Krishna is describing a paramahamsa. Krishna is describing the same sthita prajna whom we have seen in the earlier end of the second chapter, who was called sthita prajna. Sthita prajna, jnani bhakta, bhagavad bhakta, these yogi, these are all synonymous terms. Earlier in the 7th chapter, we have seen what Krishna was telling, that every spiritual aspirant is considered to be a great bhakta. And of these, there are 4 classifications. Some becomes bhaktas, they adopt, they pray to God, they do not look to anybody. When they are in distress, they are called artha bhaktas. But there are other people, they are not in distress, but they have so many unfulfilled desires. They are called artha arthi. Artha means desires. Arthi means one who desires. I am okay, but I would like to be more than okay, more happy by fulfilling some of my desires. Is it wrong? Absolutely no. Is it wrong to pray to God when we are in trouble? Absolutely no. Who says? God himself says, Chaturvidha bhajante mam janaha sukritino arjuna. There are 4 types of people. All of them are sukritis, persons who had done great punya. How do we know they did great punya? Because if they had not done something good in their past lives, they would never have turned towards God. They will always do something hook or crook, try to obtain by untruthfulness, by cheating, by stealing, and by joining wicked people, what we call gangs, all these people. No, these are all great people. And how do we know they are great people? Because sooner or later, God is going to give them that buddhi, that understanding, through which they will be turning towards God and questioning what is tattva, what is purushartha, what is hita. The inquiry into what is the goal of life and what is the real truth and how can I direct my mind and reach that goal, to know the truth. These three, they are called Tattva, Purusharta and Hita. This is the essence of every scripture. What is the Lord telling? Chaturvidha bhajante mam janaha sukrutino Arjuna artaha jignasuhu artharthi gnani cha bharatarshava. This is how the ladder of spiritual progress is described. And every one of them have to go through it, excepting those who are already free, but take upon this human birth. They are called Karana Janmis, people born with a mission in life. Such people, Avatara, are his Anucharas, his Sakas, Nityamuktas, Ishvara Kotis. Only they have not to do this. But first of all, like children, whenever there is trouble, we cry, Mother, Ma, and that's it. Then afterwards, they will turn to Father. I have to go to school. Give me a slate. Give me a pencil. Give me a pen. Give me a checkbook. Buy me a small car, etc., etc. But in the end, when the wisdom tooth grows, then they turn towards the God. And then he says, So Lord, now I am ready to travel towards you. This is called third stage, inquiring stage. This is called Jignasa. And in course of time, by God's grace, they will attain that nani. Then what he says later on is very interesting. Tesham, among those devotees, gnanihi, those he who attained realization, nitya yuktaha, always he remains as a yogi. Eka bhaktihi, his only devotion is towards Eka, the divine Lord. He excels. He is the greatest. Priyohi gnaninaha atyartham, among all the gnanis, all the progressing devotees, this is the dearest to me. And I am dearest to him. And aham also, I also like him. Aham cha sacha mama priyaha. And for me also, he is the nearest, dearest, closest. In fact, there is no difference between him and me. In this 12th chapter, whatever characteristics a person who aims to become a gnani, that means a bhakta. Why do we say gnani? Because we must, before we can desire God, we must have knowledge of what is God. And that is called gnanam. Gnanam about God. Please remember, the knowledge about God is in fact knowledge about myself. Because whatever exists is nothing but God. Such a person, atyanta priyaha, is very near to me and very dear to me. That's why we always say near and dear. When a person comes very near to us, he becomes very dear to us. That means, literally, there would be no difference between that person and me. I am he is me. That's why many times, when husband and wife love each other so much, they can intuit, the husband can intuit what the wife is thinking, so also vice versa. So there is no difference between jnana and bhakti. Jnana means to have right knowledge. Bhakti means to know that there is no other so near, so dear, excepting God. When a person attains to that, then that person will never again become deviated, chuta. He will also become achyuta like God. That knowledge, aham brahmasmi, will always be there. So, such a person is the greatest devotee. We are the greatest devotees of ourselves. Why? Because we know we love ourselves very much. Why do we love ourselves so much? Because we know this is me. That knowledge is there. I am not somebody else. I am myself. Therefore, it's most natural to love my own self. This is the Jnani Bhakta. That is what Swami Vivekananda says in his Bhakti Yoga, in the ultimate run. Jnana Para Jnana, supreme knowledge, and supreme Bhakti Para Bhakti. There is absolutely no difference between these three. Also, explaining Swami Vivekananda says, supreme devotion is like a triangle. And it is characterized by three characteristics. What are they? First of all, the devotee, he doesn't have any motive. He only loves God for the sake of God. Secondly, he doesn't want anything excepting God. And thirdly, he feels, I am God, God is me. There is no shopkeeping there, there is no fear there. Because fear comes from a second. There is no second. Me and God, not two, but I am God, God is me. Because God is everything. If everything is God, I am also God. In fact, everything is God. Then what does he do? It doesn't stop there. If God is everything, then God is not only me, God is everything that I experience in this whole world. That is what is being expressed in the 13th and then 14th verses. That's why he said, Adveshta sarvabhutanam maitraha karunayevacha nirmamo nirahankaraha samadukha sukaha shami. Several beautiful characteristics. These characteristics are described. First of all, they have to be acquired. But in course of time, all these characteristics become very natural expression when I get that knowledge. And what is that knowledge? I am God, God is me. A drop of water is the ocean, ocean is the drop of water. So a small wave is nothing but water. A big wave is also nothing but water. We are all like that. Big bubbles, small bubbles, rich man, rich bubble, poor man, poor bubble, very wise person and wise bubble, otherwise bubble, everything is the same. The differences, the problems stem from ajnana, not knowing we are in fact nobody else. Once a rabbi, a Jewish teacher, is asked, teach me all about Judaism. And then he said, this is the essence. Do unto others what you wish others to do to yourself. And if you understand this, you have understood the essence of not only Judaism, but every ism, including atheism. Because even an atheist also doesn't say that I will do harm to others, but others should never do harm to me. He also wants to be happy only. These are being expressed, these marvelous things. What is the point we have to remember before we go deep into this is that it is from the knowledge, I, God and the world are not at all different from each other. Everything is God. I am God, world is God, Brahman is God. Therefore, I have not attained that knowledge, but I have the firm conviction from the teachings of my guru and the scriptures. I have Shraddha. I know that is the truth. But by developing these qualities, by striving slowly, slowly to acquire 0.5%, 1%, 5%, 10, 50, 75, 99, when I acquire 100% of these, what you call spiritual qualities, then I become a realized soul. Thereafter, I don't strive. These become by natural characteristics. A small, perhaps, analogy will help us to understand. Here is a woman, she is married and she is selfish. Before marriage, only me. After marriage, me and my husband. And after the birth of a child, the whole attention, natural love. Because the mother knows, this is my baby. What does she mean? She means, this is me. This baby is another form of mine. That's all. That knowledge, when it comes, then very naturally, you don't need to teach a mother that love your baby. She is, after all, your baby. No need. It comes automatically. When? Not after the birth of the baby. As soon as the conception takes place, the woman, she knows, now I am going to be a mother. And she takes so much care. Her eating, her moving, her activities, and her sleep, everything becomes restricted. Only because of that knowledge, if I do something bad, it will be bad for my baby. A devotee is like that would-be mother who knows, I am going to be a mother. I am going to be a gnani, a bhakta, and that's so everything is God, my God is everywhere, I will have to see the my God everywhere, let me learn. If I don't learn, I won't become a bhakta and a gnani. But if I learn, then I will become God. And God knows we are all His children. Therefore, like a loving grandmother, He becomes a grandmother. This is the logic of why we should develop these qualities, because these qualities is what helps us, push us towards realization. Once realization comes, realization itself pushes us, express from within, these qualities come out. First, we have to get these qualities from outside to inside. After realization, they will naturally flow out, because a gnani, bhakta, doesn't say anything excepting God. This is beautifully expressed. Ishvara, Ishaya Vasya Medakam Sarvam, Yat Kincha Jagatyam Jagat. This whole world is nothing but Ishvara. Tena Tyaktena, with that knowledge, Punjetha, you live the rest of your life. Magridaha Kasya Siddhanam, do not desire any other wealth, excepting the wealth of this knowledge that everything is God. Then what happens to him? He will be, as we saw in the Manusha Panchakam, so 1 billionth and billionth part of this Brahmananda satisfies all of us. But we become Brahmananda itself. With this background, let us go. We discussed 13th, but I would like to expand a little. Advesta Sarvabhutana. I cannot hate anybody. Maitraha, I am a friend of all. Karuna, when I see people suffering, infinite compassion, what is called sympathy, empathy would come. I think I narrated the incident in the life of Swami Vivekananda. One day, Swami Vignanananda heard Swamiji, he was sobbing. Next day he asked, Swamiji, why were you sobbing? Said, I do not know that somewhere a terrible disaster had taken place. I can feel the piteous cries of those people. Later on, the new news have come that more than 50,000 people have died somewhere in the African region. That unconsciously, even though he did not know the incident, Swamiji felt it. Why? Because those people were no other than himself. That I am different, you are different. This is the attitude of a gnani. A gnani says, you are me. That is where the philosophy of charity. We are not giving charity to anybody. We are not helping anybody. By helping others, we are helping our own selves. That is why Sri Ramakrishna's that greatest teaching, Shiva Gnane Jiva Shiva. I am Shiva, you are Shiva. One Shiva is helping the other Shiva. I am helping myself. So this is the idea. He who never hates any being and is friendly and compassionate to all, who is free from the feelings of I and mine, and even-minded in pain and pleasure, who is forbearing, ever-content, steady in contemplation, who is self-controlled and possessed of firm conviction, and who has consecrated his mind and understanding to me, dear to me, is the one who is thus devoted to me. Let us briefly expound these things. A true devotee never hates anyone, even the lowest creature. Sri Ramakrishna was telling, one day I saw a small insect. It is so tiny, it is wriggling. And he said, I saw consciousness wriggling in the form of the small insect. That is why Jains, they never try to walk after evening in darkness, because they are frightened that they might accidentally tread on some small creature, and we do it routinely. Then they knew, probably they were wise, they knew that this COVID is coming, that's why they always cover their nose and mouth, etc. But what is the point? By their very breath, they should not harm any creature. Through their breath, no tiny creature should enter into them and attain salvation. That's why they try their level best to cover it. They eat their food also before sunrise, so that they can see what they are eating. So, if anybody wants to become. This is the first quality, Advaishta. The reason also is there. Suppose somebody hates. Suppose you hate somebody. Now, whom do you think you are thinking? Two things happen. First of all, our mind is diverted from God to the person whom we dislike. Hatred is an extreme manifestation of dislike. Secondly, there is a psychological law. By thinking of a wasp, a bee turns into a wasp. Kita brahmaravat. So, the same way, by thinking of the evil qualities of other people, slowly we also acquire dhyayato vishayan pumsa sangahatesh upajayate. Beautiful psychology for our own peace of mind. Let us not hate anybody. Also, there is this law. The moment we start hating, immediately the restlessness and what is called losing peace of mind, the automatic reaction, inevitable result. And that nobody wants. We lose our peace of mind. On the contrary, if we become friendly, that's why Advaishta Sarvabhutanam. How to get rid of it? Maitraha, become a friend. That is the first thing. Let us not look at the faults of other people. By looking at the faults of other people, we in fact develop those qualities. The truth is, if we do not have a bad quality, we will not even know that bad quality in other persons also. So this is the first quality we have to develop, Advaishta Sarvabhutana. But naturally the question comes, what about if they are hating us? Okay, I would not like to hate them. But if they are trying to harm us, Sri Ramakrishna has two levels of advice for us in this situation. Sri Ramakrishna gives us the beautiful parable of a brahmachari and a snake. We all know that story. A snake gave up its former poisonous nature and even stopped hissing, and then some of the wicked boys, they took advantage of it, caught hold of its tail, whirled it round and round and dashed it to the ground, and it became so hurt, became so helpless, became very weak, thin. And after an year, the guru, the brahmachari, holy man, passing by, and he inquired about the snake, and the local people said, it is dead long back because we ourselves have killed it. Of course, how do they come to know it? Because after that, they have never seen it. So brahmachari said, that's impossible. I have given it a mantra. It must be alive. So he went near and called it out. And after a lot of calling, slowly it crawled back because it was so weak, because it was not getting food, because it was not coming out and searching for food. Brahmachari asked, why this condition? And it said, sir, you told me that I should not hurt anybody, and I am observing it. Then the brahmachari gives a beautiful advice, which Sri Ramakrishna gives us to two levels of people. What is it? For householders, you do not hurt, but you hiss. That means, short of injuring other people, take every step, whether it is threatening, it is abusing, it is threatening to go to a court, or even taking the help of evil people, gundas. If necessary, you do it. I know so many householders, they have rented out their houses, and for the last so many years, they are not getting the rent, their due rent. Neither the tenants, they are absolutely unwilling to give more than what was fixed several years back, but they don't give even that much. What are you going to do? For the struggling householders, you must hiss whatever is necessary to prevent ourselves. Of course, always it doesn't work. Sometimes the evil people, they can even turn against us and harm also. Then there is only one way. If we can help, let us help ourselves. If we cannot, we must pray earnestly to God, and that is called Artha Bhakti. But for the advanced student, he should not even hiss. And these advanced students, usually by Sri Ramakrishna, they are called sannyasins, monks. They have no right even to hiss. Sri Ramakrishna gives a beautiful parable, and Swami Brahmananda gives a beautiful parable. And though we know these things, but yet let us remind ourselves. I am going to take a little time in discussing this, because these are of paramount importance, and most of us, we neglect to do these things. So here is something very important. Sri Ramakrishna gives a beautiful, there was a monk, one day he went out for begging. He saw a rich man beating a servant. This sadhu, holy man, could not bear it. He went to interfere. Now the wrath of that rich person turned towards this monk, and he beat him black and blue until he fell down unconscious. And then what happened, we don't know. After some time, the Guru Bhais, they came to know. They rushed there, lifted the sadhu, took him to the monastery. Slowly he was being brought to consciousness, and a little bit of milk was being poured into his mouth. And then to know whether he was aware what was happening, one of the brothers asked, do you recognize who is pouring milk into your mouth? And that man opened his eyes and said, he had been beating me all this time, the same one is giving me milk. This is of course the highest state. He sees nothing but God, nothing but God. This is a most wonderful thing that we have to understand. Now, Brahmananji gives another story. This story, actually he heard from somebody. There is a funny incident here. Later on, Brahmananji recollected, he had collected some of the words of Sri Ramakrishna, teachings of Sri Ramakrishna, not like M, but some teachings. So he said, why not whatever I remember be kept in a format so that they can be published. In fact, it was published as words of the master later on. He gave this particular story, and it seems one night Sri Ramakrishna appeared to him and said, did I say that? No, I did not say this. I heard it from somebody. This is not my story. From some Gujarati sadhu, I heard it. Because so many sadhus used to wander, pass through this Dakshineswar temple, hundreds and hundreds, and all of them are paramahamsas, and very few vagabond people. What was the story? So there was a monk sitting on the bank of a river, and there was a tree nearby, and there was a scorpion. It accidentally fell into the river. It was struggling, and it was being carried away. The monk saw it, immediately rushed, and then took it in his palm and brought it out. And then the scorpion stung him. This took place 3-4 times. Another man was observing it. He said, sir, the scorpion is stinging you, giving you so much of pain. Why are you still helping it? A beautiful reply was given by that sadhu. He is a true sadhu. He said, it is the nature of the scorpion to sting. It cannot help. It is the nature of a sadhu to help other people. Therefore, when it is not giving up its nature, why should I give up its nature? And then Sri Ramakrishna himself had experienced once, under the illusion that Sri Ramakrishna had known some magical mantras by which he had captured Madhur Babu and he was worshipped, he could get whatever Sri Ramakrishna wants, he could squeeze from Madhur Babu, and if I know those mantras, I can also keep him under my thumb. Thinking thus, the family priest of Madhur Babu, one Fakir, one day asked Sri Ramakrishna, when he was lying down in the state of bhava, semi-conscious state, and Sri Ramakrishna could not reply. He was conscious, but could not reply. And after asking a few times, this man misunderstood, thinking that Sri Ramakrishna is unwilling to tell, and then he kicked him several times, and then Hriday was the witness to that. Later on, then Sri Ramakrishna said, promise me you will never tell this to Mathur, because if Mathur comes to know, he will really injure this person. Much later on, when for some other reason this family priest was removed by Madhur Babu, then accidentally he came to know that this was what had happened. Madhur Babu's eyes became blood red even after hearing it. After so many years, said, Baba, father, why did you not inform me? I would have wrung his neck and separated it from his body. Sri Ramakrishna smiled and said, I knew you are going to do that. That's why I did not tell you. I wrenched a promise from Hriday that he would not tell it to a second soul. This is the nature of the Lakshana. What are we talking about? That Advesta Sarvabhutanam, a true devotee cannot hate anybody. Why he can't hate? Because later on, when he progresses, he sees this everybody is nothing but God. Then what about other people's giving trouble to him? A devotee doesn't see that other peoples are giving trouble to me. He has two explanations. First explanation is that it is my purva janma krita papa karma phala. This is the result of what evil I had done in my past life. This is called karma siddhanta. And Hindus, Buddhists, Jains and Sikhs absolutely believe in it. And second is, even after realization, shakali tomari ichha, somebody abused me because it is God who is abusing. Who is friendly? It is God. Who is a relative? It is God. Who is father, mother? Everything is God. But the enemy, that also is nothing but God. Prahlada perfectly expressed this attitude and said, "For it is not Hiranyakashipu, my father. It is Narayana who is making me go through all these trials and tribulations. Therefore, if Hiranyakashipu, my father, he is not giving trouble, he cannot save me from trouble. It is Narayana who is giving me, only Narayana who can really also save me, help me. These are two go together. Not only I cannot help, I cannot hate other people, but I will be, on the contrary, the greatest friend of everybody." This is what is telling Mitra. A jnani, a true bhakta, is a friend to all, is a friend of everybody, not close to someone, not even 1 millimeter distance. He is a universal friend. That's why one of the greatest rishis is called Vishwamitra. Mitra for the entire world, Vishwamitra. Such a person, what does he do? Bhoktaram yajnatapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suhrutam sarvabhutanam gnatva mam shantim ruchyate. In the 5th chapter, which we have seen, I'm sure most of us have forgotten, 29th verse. He says, what does he feel? I feel happy when the other person feels happy. I feel unhappy when the other person feels unhappy. Why? Because everything is God. Bhoktaram ignatapasam. Whatever is being done by anyone in this world, who is the doer? God. Who is the enjoyer? God. Who is the Lord of all these worlds? God. Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. And what is his nature? Sarvabhutanam Suhrut. He is the well-wisher of the whole world. Who is a better well-wisher than a mother to a baby? So who is a well-wisher to all of us, excepting God, whose creation we are? Creation means we are his children. Such a person, gnatva, thus knowing me as like this, shanti, only a person obtains that peace that passeth all understanding, such a person. What does it mean? By contemplating upon me as the doer, enjoyer, knower, the ruler and the greatest friend of all, such a person in reality becomes like fear. This is called, I feel anybody is suffering, me. Anybody is happy, it is me. Anybody is rich, that is me. Anybody is poor, that is me. Again, this one is quoted by Bhagavan Krishna. Atma upamyena sarvatra samam pashyati yo Arjuna. Sukham va idiva dukham sayogi paramomataha. Here, jnani atyantamava priyaha. Such kind of devotee is very near and dear to me. Here, instead of bhakta, devotee, sayogi, such a yogi, such a spiritual aspirant, paramomataha, the greatest in my opinion, who sees the same God everywhere, atma upamyena. So the whole world is nothing but me in different names, different forms, different qualities, different so-called friends, enemies, good, evil people, everybody is nothing me. ఆత్మ ఉపమ్యన మీ ఓన్లీ సమం పశ్యతి విత్ ఈక్వల్ మైండెడ్నెస్ ఓ అర్జున హీ సీస్ ది హోల్ వరల్డ్ సుఖం వా ఇది వా దుఃఖం దే ఆర్ హ్యాపీ ఐఎమ్ హ్యాపీ దే ఆర్ అన్హ్యాపీ ఐఎమ్ అన్హ్యాపీ అదర్స్ పెయిన్ బికమ్స్ మై పెయిన్ అండ్ మై అదర్స్ హ్యాపీనెస్ బికమ్స్ మై సచ్ ఈజ్ ఎ పర్సన్ హూ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ ఎ ఫ్రెండ్ అండ్ దేర్ వాజ్ ఎ గ్రేట్ సోల్ కాల్డ్ భర్తృహరి అండ్ హీ హస్ రిటన్ 3 books 108 verses approximately 3 into 108 శృంగార శతక దట్ ఈస్ అమోరస్ ప్లే బిట్వీన్ ఎ లవర్ అండ్ ఎ బిలవ్డ్ వెన్ హీ వాజ్ ఎ కింగ్ వెన్ హీ వాజ్ ఎంజాయింగ్ హౌస్ హోల్డర్స్ లైఫ్ దిస్ షుడ్ బి ది రియల్ ఎంజాయ్మెంట్ నాట్ సిట్టింగ్ ఇన్ ఎ మస్కిటో రిటన్ అండ్ 150 degrees టెంపరేచర్ అండ్ ఎ టోరన్ మ్యాట్ అండ్ ఎన్ ఓల్డ్ man and woman and trying to squeeze a little bit of his unfulfilled desire. That is not happiness. Happiness means a couple should enjoy like that. This is a most wonderful book. India produced such books which very few other people have produced. I'm just telling because India is supposed to be otherworldly country by many misguided, misunderstanding people. The greatest book on what we call the man and woman relationship, Kama Shastra, is written by one of the greatest rishis that in our Vatsyayana, Rishi has written, Kama Shastra. Like that, but this King Bhartruhari had written. Later on, he was one of the greatest, righteous persons. He also undergone terrible tragedy in his life. His own wife was running after somebody, leaving such a good person. Anyway, that she helped him because it brought tremendous dispassion to him, renounced the world. Then he wrote 2 books. Niti Shataka means what is a book on wisdom, which applies to both worldly people as well as spiritual people. Then finally he wrote as a monk, one of the greatest books like The Imitation of Christ, like Bhagavad Gita, Vairagya Shatakam. నీతి శృంగార శతకం నీతి శతకం వైరాగ్య శతకం 108 verses ఆన్ దిస్ వైరాగ్య శతకం బట్ హియర్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ దిస్ నీతి శతక వాట్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ విజ్డమ్ బుక్ ఆన్ విజ్డమ్ హీ గివ్స్ ఎ బ్యూటిఫుల్ డెఫినేషన్ ఆఫ్ ఎ ఫ్రెండ్ అండ్ ఇఫ్ వి జడ్జ్ ఎనీ పర్సన్ యాజ్ అవర్ ఫ్రెండ్ ఐఎమ్ నాట్ షూర్ ఎనీబడి విల్ కమ్ ఈవెన్ ఎ మదర్ ఆల్సో ఫాదర్ ఆల్సో brothers and sisters also our closest friends, not one single one of them fall into this category. Only a good monk falls into this category, like Ramakrishna, Holy Mother, direct disciples and any other good monk, they are the only good friends. That is why cultivate holy company, because holy people are your greatest friends. Let us see now what this Bhartruhari is to say. How is he going to define what is a friend? Suhrut sarvabhutana maitraha. He is a suhrut, elvisher to the whole world, like God. Because every spiritual aspirant, sooner or later, he is going to realize and become God. Brahmavit, Brahmayavati. What does this Bhartruhari say? Who is a true friend? Papat nivarayati yojayate hitaya. గుహ్యాం నిగూహతి గుణాన్ ప్రకటీకరోతి ఆపద్గతం చ న జహాతి దదాతి కాలే సన్మిత్ర లక్షణమిదం ప్రవదంతి సంతః సంతః మీన్స్ గ్రేట్ పీపుల్ గుడ్ పీపుల్ ఇంటెలిజెంట్ పీపుల్ వైజ్ పీపుల్ దే డిఫైన్ హూ ఈజ్ ఎ ఫ్రెండ్ విత్ దీస్ ఫాలోయింగ్ క్యారెక్టరిస్టిక్స్ వాట్ ఆర్ దే ఎ రియల్ ఫ్రెండ్ వారెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ హిజ్ ఫ్రెండ్స్ సిన్ డు నాట్ డూ దిస్ ప్రాంప్ట్స్ You always do some good deeds, inspires them. If these people have terrible secrets, defects, conceals the secret, never allows anybody else to know these things, reveals the merits. If this person has got a merit, he will tell them, hey, you have got this merit, bring it up. Does not leave the friend in distress. All other people, just as there is a, what is called Subhashita, I don't remember exactly, that when a lake is full of fish, all the birds come there As soon as that lake becomes dry, just they will leave that lake and then disappear from there. So long as there is money, a property, everything is there, then everybody is, oh, you are my greatest friend. How many such stories we hear. But as soon as this person is in need, he comes out for a little bit of loan. The moment you say he is approaching, you see him from a distance, you tell your son, tell that person that my father is not at home. There is a funny story that one such person was sitting and a poor man was coming, and this fellow knew that poor man is coming only for one purpose, to beg of some help. And he instructed his 4-year-old son, go and tell. If he asks, is your father inside? And then you say, oh, he has gone out, he is not inside. So this poor person came, knocked at the door, and then this boy opened, and the man asked, is father in? This boy was replying, my father asked me to tell you that he is not inside the house. The man understood and turned away. So when a person is in distress, the whole world simply deserts them like poison. But a good friend, he will never tadati kali. So he, even unasked, he will go and give that one. So these are some of the qualities of sat mitra lakshanam idam. These are some, only a few of the qualities of a good friend. Who says, not Tom, Dick and Harry, santaha idam pravadanti. These are the teachings of the wisest persons, great Santa Mahapurushas. So let us expound it a little. Papat nivarayati. When a good friend sees his friend is about to commit something, he will go and warn, even at the cost of being misunderstood. Then he says, oh, this person doesn't want to become prosperous. He is jealous of me. That is why he is warning me. He wants me to be like himself. Most of the so-called good friends, they may not be in a great position. They may not be rich people. Few people become rich only because of business or anything. People become rich only because of punya karma done in the past life. That's why same business people, some people in the business, it never fails. Same business, others, they just get out. So, papat nivarayati, I do not wish my friend to suffer. He is sure to suffer if he does this. No mother ever allows her child to eat poisonous food not suitable for the child, even at the cost of the child misunderstanding and weeping and shouting and sobbing and all those things. Yojayate hitaya. On the contrary, my friend, do this, do this, do this. That's why Shastra, a scripture, is called a loving mother. Because a Shastra, a scripture, does two things. It inspires us to do good deeds and it prevents us from doing bad things. That's why a scripture is called consisting of both vidhi and nisheda. Do this, it is a commandment. And do not do this, this is a commandment. Then, guhyam niguhati. If the fellow, this friend, has got some secrets, and if it gets out, he will be harmed. And this good friend knows all of them. But he will never tell anybody, he will not whisper it to. But what most of us do, directly, many times indirectly, we go on not whispering, shouting at the top of our these things, when especially that person is not present at the back. This is called backbiting. Then, gunan prakati karoti. If this person has got some good quality, what I am trying to tell you, if this friend has got some potential good quality, hey, your voice is beautiful. If you can sing, it will be wonderful. I am telling you my own experience. I never knew that I could sing well. Now I cannot, of course, sing. One time, not the best singer, but quite good singer, I would say, even though I am saying it myself. I never knew. I came to the training center in Belur Mat. There was one Shiva Maharaj. He was a brahmachari. He was also in the training center. Once he heard me just singing something, like bathroom singing, Immediately he pulled me out and said, "Brother, you have a very good voice. You learned singing." And actually I thought, I did not believe him. But then slowly one or two other people told me, so I took lessons both after the training center in Cherrapunji, the beautiful harmonium. When I came to Bangalore, there was a very beautiful singer called Swami Purushottamananda, and he taught me for nearly 1 year how to sing simple bhajans, not classical music, etc. Though I did practice some raga, etc. But why am I telling all this? What is called autobiography? It is a good friend. Even if his friend doesn't know he had these good qualities, he will immediately, you have this potential good qualities. You are very good in painting. You are very good in singing. You are very good in maths. You are very good in languages. Very good. Even such kind of potential qualities, he will openly tell him, encourage him, guide him, so that even those which are manifest, which are potentially there, he will encourage him. This is called Unan Prakati Karoti. Apadgatam. Every one of us have to go to downwards at some point or other. Nobody's life is going from second step to third, third to fourth. Sometimes we have hard falls. When we are in that condition, Najahati, he will never give up. He will be with us all the time. And when we lose everything, he will give shelter, he will do everything. Here I remember that Kshudiram had lost. He never deviated from the conduct of truthfulness. So as a result, he had to lose. I discussed this point elaborately. If possible, I will discuss in my next class also. But what is important is, why did Kshudiram lose? Because of his truthfulness. Truthfulness, Satyameva Jayate, Mundakopanishad says, and Devalokaha Vitataha, Satyena Pantaha Vitataha, Devalokaha, the higher world is true in with the truth. And why is this person, instead of going to God, instead of prospering, why did he lose? Not because of the saying truthfulness, it is the will of the Divine Mother. This person, if he wants God, he has to give up all these things, depend totally upon God. He is not to speak of an avatara's life. Even the parents of the avatara are greatest exemplars how to live a human life, a dharmika life, a religious, virtuous life. That is a wonderful topic. This person, he gives shelter. When Kshudiram is totally depending upon God, really wended his way to Kamarpakur, his friend Laha, immediately he gave him some land, gave him his own two cottages. Kshudiram, stay here and whatever help is needed, I will give you. That is, I would consider that as a true friendship, whereas the other fellow just kicked him out of that village, depriving him of all the ancestral property, which was considerable, nearly 33 acres of very costly, beautiful, cultivable wetland. Such is the person, Dadati Kale, he will give necessary his own life. These are the some of the lakshanas, characteristics of a good friend. This is what great people, wise people elaborate the qualities of a good friend. And every aspiring devotee must try to become such a good friend. Otherwise, it's impossible for him to progress in spiritual life. We'll discuss these points more elaborately in my next class. As I said, these particular qualities, I'm going to pay little more attention so that they will go deep into our understanding. Slowly, we must at least think, meditate, and acquire those qualities. Nanyah pantha vidyate ainaya. There is no other way to progress in spiritual life. Om Vasudhi Vasutam Devam Kamsa Chanuramardhanam Devaki Paramanandam Krishnam Vande Jagadgurum. May Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with bhakti.